right, confirmed with the nine, about 20 minutes. Steve Phillips still to come. Game one of the World Series tonight. Through 7 weeks in the NFL, the week eight, Thursday night, it should be a beauty. Arizona at home against Green Bay, but Packers dealing with COVID issues, especially with their wide receivers.
COVID's so that, everywhere, man.
It's everywhere, man. Yeah. Still lurking. Yep, still a part of the program in pro sports. Here is a longtime NFLer. You see him on FS1. He joins us weekly. Here is Marcellus Wiley. What's happening, Marcellus?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, we're looking back on that game last night. It was ugly. The weather conditions kind of indicated that that was going to be the case. Quarterback positions not overly strong on either side of the teams. But Pete Carroll is in the crosshairs now, man. People are screaming about Pete Carroll. And without Russell Wilson, he's mediocre at best, and he's been there too long, and he's too conservative with his play calling. Is there reason behind that? People calling out Pete Carroll, do you buy it?
Oh, man, I think that's just how it goes in terms of how you perceive greatness in the NFL. Like, a lot of times people got caught up in thinking that it was about the jockey. It's about the horses. How's Bill Belichick looking up there in New England in totality without Tom Brady? If you look at that situation, it is completely flipped, even though they do have some promise in Mac Jones. You can look at Kyle Shanahan. How's he looking without Jimmy G in terms of his overall record? And Jimmy G is not even close to a Tom Brady or a Russell Wilson. I think a lot of the perception is that these coaches are playing human chess with their players. But in reality, if you got the right horses, who can't ride Secretariat, you know? And that's what I think has gotten lost. So Pete Carroll will survive this talk, and obviously Russell Wilson will return this year. I don't know what level, what form, but if we thought that Pete Carroll was godsend in terms of how he could perform and make a team be without a franchise quarterback, I just don't know the team or the head coach that's been able to survive that. So Pete Carroll will survive this.
Marcellus, I just saw a tweet from Patrick Mahomes who said, "I can't wait to get back at it this week." Is there any doubt in your mind that he just gets back rolling? There's nothing going on with the Chiefs, or is there any part of real concern out there in the football world, including yourself?
This is what makes me hate social media. When guys try to use their words to explain away their actions, it's like, look, dude, we love you, Patrick Mahomes. The P is not for Patrick. It's for protected, because we love him so much. He has uber talent. He's a Super Bowl champion, the MVP. We get it. But you're only in this predicament because of your actions. You've just lost touch with the fundamentals of playing quarterback. He's believed so much in his talent. He's heard so much about his talent. And with his porous defense, he's decided that he's going to take on all comers and overcome all the ills of that defense. He needs to play fundamental football. He needs to borrow from Tom Brady's playbook. Check down the football. Play methodical football at that position. You know, the short intermediate throws. I think it was 2 years ago we saw the Houston Texans. Even though they lost, they gave us a game plan to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And that was just to make Patrick Mahomes be patient. And he's just growing impatient after impatient every single week we see him perform, in part because that's his DNA. If you knew who Patrick Mahomes was at Texas Tech, you come to realize that he's done this before. And now he's kind of reverted back to that form that is a risk taker. We had Bucky Brooks on from NFL.com and from Fox, who broke it down and showed the parallels of Brett Favre, number four, and Patrick Mahomes, how he plays the position. And we all know Brett Favre was amazing, but he came with his issues. And it seems like this is the issue with Patrick Mahomes. He's not patient, and he will turn the ball over. I don't need a tweet to tell me that, Patrick Mahomes. Just need you to play fundamentally sound football.
With Marcellus Wiley. So I don't know where this rumor started, this idea that Mike Tomlin was going to USC. I think it was Carson Palmer was on Dan Patrick or something and suggested that would be a great idea. And then all of a sudden it just became factual to the point where he was asked about it today during his press conference. And here was how Tomlin responded to the idea that he would be seeking out a coaching job in college.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
Okay, so what do you make of that response, Marcellus? What do you make of those comments from Mike Tomlin?
Damn. Yeah, I mean, nobody wins a press conference like Mike Tomlin already. And now you give him some ammunition like this, something that he can really pour his emotions into. I'm on both sides with this. I grew up learning from my grandparents never to dismiss a compliment. So no matter what someone says, if it's complimentary to you, first accept the compliment and then just politely dismiss it. But he just ethered it from hello. But I understand why. And this is one of the times where my earwax will melt for the racial component. I think why he picked out Sean Payton and Andy Reid is because, like, look, when a coach is successful and stable and white, y'all don't come up to them trying to uproot them from their situation. I think that's where he was leaning. I could be wrong, but I just think it's too much coincidence. And he's in a tremendous situation. Pittsburgh, not only do they take care of their coach, but they provide stability. What if they had three head coaches in their entire tenure, their entire duration? So I think he's like, look, this ain't even a compliment. This is a diss going down to the lower level and becoming a head coach when I'm already at the top level and I've won it all as a head coach. My only thing is the collegiate job is not as bad as advertised. The worst part about it is you have to recruit. The best part about it is you don't get penalized when you win at the collegiate level. That means the best programs can get the best players, not like the NFL. You get paid even more at the collegiate level, the top coaches, than they do at the NFL. And they have more job security at the collegiate level than the NFL. It sounds like a bunch of gumbo of issues. It's just a mixed bag, but damn. Tomlin didn't want to hear any of it, so I guess I better stop talking about it.
Yeah, no, he you're right, man. He can bring the heat at the best of times, the worst of times, it doesn't matter. And I interpreted it the same way. I don't think it was a coincidence when, you know, he mentions Andy Reid and Sean Payton, and there's truth behind that. I've never heard anyone suggest Bill Belichick's going to go to Ohio State, you know, or go coach in Florida. Like, why would anyone ever expect Tomlin to leave the position he's in? Unless the understanding would be Pittsburgh's taking a step back here, you know, like maybe you want to get out before it really goes south. But why would Tomlin ever again go to college?
He said it best, Hayes. He's got one of the best jobs in
exactly.
all of pro sport.
Yeah, but gets back to the initial conversation we were having 10 minutes ago. He's going to need a quarterback soon, right? He's also had Ben Roethlisberger riding shotgun with him for 10 years. He's going to have to find a quarterback to get back to the top of the pyramid here.
Yeah, the thing is, it's not analogous. So if you're Mike Tomlin and you're trying to really dissect this situation, you're not Bill Belichick. You're not Andy Reid. You're not Sean Payton. Sean Payton has Jameis Winston. Say what you want about Jameis Winston, 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Best touchdown to interception ratio of all quarterbacks right now. You're not an Andy Reid. You got Patrick Mahomes if you're Andy Reid. You're not Bill Belichick. At least you got Mac Jones, whatever that may be. It looks serviceable, if not good. You got old Big Ben Roethlisberger, and he's wasting away. And what happens is maybe this is the compliment of, look, Tomlin, are you going to go down with the ship? Because it doesn't look like Pittsburgh has a bright future. We certainly know that Big Ben is on his last leg. What are you going to do? So before it starts to turn on you, do you want to depart the situation? I wouldn't be so upset and offended if somebody wanted to inquire about that in terms of my job security. But I think I am a lone ranger in this. Most people have taken this as certain disrespect.
Great stuff as always, buddy. Enjoy week 8. We'll do it again on Monday.
All right, guys. Take care up there, brothers.
There's Marcellus Wiley, longtime NFLer, FS1 host.